Welcome to the lesson. Today we're rebuilding a Jungle Amen variation in Ableton Live 12 and shaping it for Sunrise Set Emotion. So think classic jungle pressure, but with a little more air in the room, a little more warmth in the harmony, and just enough space for that 5 a.m. feeling where the dance floor is still moving, but everyone's starting to smile. We're keeping this beginner-friendly and using Ableton stock devices, so you can repeat the workflow in your own projects without needing a huge plugin collection. The goal here is not just to make more drums. The goal is to make the same break feel like a new section in the arrangement, with a ragga edge, a strong groove, and a more emotional lift. Let's set up the session first. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a great starting point for jungle because it keeps the energy up, while still leaving enough room for phrasing and atmosphere. Create tracks for drum break, drum chops, ragga vocal, sub-bass, atmosphere, and an FX return. Keep everything neatly named and color-coded if that helps you work faster. In drum and bass, speed matters, so a clean template is a real advantage. Now load your Amen-style break, or any classic break sample you're allowed to use. If you don't have an Amen specifically, that's okay. The workflow is what matters here. We're going to treat the break as the foundation, then reshape it into something that feels alive. Double-click the break and make sure warp is on. For this kind of drum material, set warp mode to beats and preserve to transients. If the break is dense, try a segment setting of 1/16. If it's a little more open, 1/8 can work nicely too. The main thing is to keep the transient impact while avoiding that overprocessed, rubbery sound. Jungle needs swing and personality. If you warp too hard, you lose the human pressure that makes the break feel exciting. Now let's turn the break into something playable. Right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. This is a really useful Ableton move because it lets you trigger individual break chops like a drum rack. You can slice by transients or by 1/8 and 1/16 notes if you want a more controlled layout. For beginners, transients is usually the easiest place to start. Once it's sliced, build a simple two-bar loop. Keep the core Amen feel recognizable, but add just a few edits so it doesn't sound like a straight copy-paste. Maybe drop in a ghost note before the snare. Maybe add a snare flam. Maybe skip one hit and bring it back with a small pickup. Maybe add a quick fill at the end of the second bar. Here's a good beginner mindset. The break should feel like it's having a conversation with itself. Not a full rewrite. Just enough change to make the listener think, okay, this is the same groove, but it's talking back now. A strong starting move is to keep bar 1 pretty close to the original phrase. Then in bar 2 add a tiny fill or a reverse tail. That gives you movement without losing the identity of the break. Next, let's shape the drum tone with stock devices. On the drum track, add drum bus first. That's one of the easiest ways to add jungle weight and grit. Start with drive somewhere around 5-15%. Keep boom very low at first, or even off, because we don't want to muddy the low end before we hear the actual balance. Set damp around 30-50%, and if the break needs a bit more bite, bring crunch up lightly. If the break feels too soft, use transients to bring the attack forward a little. After that, add EQ 8. Use it gently. If there's unnecessary rumble, you can high pass very low, around 25-35 Hz. If the snare feels boxy, try a small dip around 200-400 Hz. If the hats are a bit painful, ease off the 7-10 kHz region. For sunrise emotion, one of the best tricks is actually making the upper mids cleaner, not just brighter. A cleaner snare and less crowded midrange often feel more open than a bunch of extra reverb. If the drum bus needs more glue, add glue compressor after the EQ. Use a 2:1 ratio, a moderate attack, and auto-release or something in the 0.3 to 0.6 second range. Aim for just a little gain reduction, around 1 to 2 dB. We want control, not squashing. The drums should stay alive. Now for the ragga flavor. This is where the section gets personality. Create the ragga vocal track and drop in a short vocal hit, chant, or one shot. Keep it rhythmic and repeatable. We're not looking for a long lead vocal here. Think more like a hype phrase, a call out, or a chop chant. Something like a hey, a come again style phrase, or a short vocal stab, with attitude. Place the vocal so it answers the break instead of competing with it. A good trick is to put the vocal on the offbeat before the snare, or at the end of bar 2 as a fill. That call and response feeling is huge in jungle. It makes the groove feel social, like the drums and the vocal are trading energy with each other. Add auto filter to the vocal, and high pass it around 120-200 Hz so it stays out of the way of the bass and drums. If you want movement, automate the cutoff so the vocal opens up into the drop or transition. Then add reverb lightly, maybe with a decay between 1.2 and 2.5 seconds, and keep the dry/wet low, around 8 to 20%. You want space, not wash. If you want a little echo tail, add simple delay or echo with low feedback and a subtle throw on select phrases. This can make the vocal feel like it's bouncing into the distance, which is perfect for that sunrise atmosphere. Just be careful not to drown the groove. In jungle, the vocal should feel like a character in the mix, not a blanket over the whole section. Now let's build the sub-bass. Create a sub-bass track using Operator or Wavetable. If you're just getting started, Operator is a great choice because it's clean and straightforward. Use a sine wave, keep the patch simple, and stay in a low register, maybe around C1 to G1 depending on the track. Write a bassline that supports the break rather than crowding it. For a sunrise jungle variation, the bass should be short, repeated, and a little syncopated. Don't try to fill every gap. Let the drums breathe. A good bassline might hit under the main kick, leave space around the snare, and add one offbeat note before a vocal phrase. The low end should feel steady and supportive, not busy. After Operator, add Saturator with a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. That gives the sub a bit more presence without making it louder for the sake of it. Then add EQ8 and make sure there isn't any unnecessary high end hanging around. Since this is a sub layer, keep it focused. If needed, use utility and set width to 0% so the bass stays mono. That's really important for drum and bass. Low end needs to stay locked in the center. Now let's create the atmosphere that gives us the sunrise emotion. Make an atmosphere track and use a soft pad, a vinyl texture, a field recording, or any airy sound from your library. This is not the main hook, it's the emotional frame around the groove. Use sampler or simpler to play the texture, then shape it with auto filter, reverb, and utility. High pass the atmosphere around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't crowd the lower mids. Add a bit of reverb with a decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds, and keep the dry/wet somewhere between 15 and 35%. Use utility to keep the width moderate, not extreme. You want openness, but you still want the drums to feel in charge. At this point, you should have the core ingredients: chop drums, rag of vocal flavor, a supportive sub, and a soft atmospheric layer. Now it's time to make the section move. Go into arrangement view and stretch your two bar idea across 8 bars. Then start automating a few key things. For example, automate the auto filter cutoff on the vocal so it opens gradually. A reverb throw on the last hit of bar 2 or bar 4. Slightly increase drum bus drive in the final 2 bars, if you want a touch more excitement. You can also automate clip volume or utility gain for a gentle lift into the next section. A really effective arrangement trick is to keep bars 1 through 4 tighter and drier, then open the atmosphere a little in bars 5 and 6, and finally add a vocal throw plus a small drum fill in bars 7 and 8. That creates a clear sense of movement without needing a massive change. In drum and bass, small changes every 4 or 8 bars can make a huge difference. For the fill, try duplicating a bar and removing a few hits so the last snare lands harder. Sometimes the most powerful move is actually leaving a little silence before the final hit. That tiny drop in density can make the next downbeat feel huge. Now do a quick balance check. Make sure the drums and sub are not fighting each other. Mute the atmosphere for a second and see if the groove still works on its own. Then use utility on the master to test mono. If the section falls apart in mono, that usually means the bass is too wide, or the low end is overlapping too much. Fix that before adding more elements. You can also use spectrum on the master to look for low end buildup. The goal isn't giant uncontrolled energy. The goal is clarity, punch, and movement. In jungle, if the kick, sub, and snare are all trying to dominate at once, the groove loses focus. Let each element own its lane. Now think like a DJ and like an arranger. This variation should work as a standalone loop, but also as a bridge into the next section. You might use it as an 8-bar intro variation, a 4-bar tension builder before the drop, a sunrise breakdown with vocal and atmosphere, or even a 16-bar rolling section in the middle of the tune. Keep the intro and outro mix-friendly. Let the drums establish the groove first, then bring in the vocal, then let the sub enter once the listener is locked in. That's the real power of a good amen variation. It's not just a drum loop, it's an arrangement tool. Before you wrap up, remember a few key ideas. Don't over-edit the break. Keep it recognizable and only add a few strong changes. Don't let the bass compete with the break. Keep it simple and mono. Don't place the vocal randomly. Use it like percussion, in gaps or as a response. And don't drown everything in reverb. For sunrise emotion, the win is energy plus space, not maximum density. If you want a darker or more heavyweight edge, you can also try a tiny bit of extra saturation on the drum bus, or even a quiet Reese texture under the sub, but keep it high passed so the low end stays clean. You can pitch one chopped hit slightly down for a worn, dusty effect. You can also repeat a callback edit every two bars so the ear recognizes a motif. Small details like that make the arrangement feel intentional. Here's a good practice challenge. Build a second Amen variation from the same break, but make it feel like it has a different emotional role. Keep the tempo and key area the same, change at least three slices, add a new ragga vocal phrase, simplify the bass line, and automate one clear mood shift, like a filter opening, reverb increase, delay throw, or drum bus drive change. Then compare the two versions. Which one feels more energetic? Which one feels more emotional? Which one would you use right before the drop?